What up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Everybody's kind of in a mood today, bro. That's okay. That's usually where the best podcasts come out, so.
I'm just taking videos of myself with my makeup on that I can post on my subscription since no one else is going to see it, and I just wasted all of it and wasted so much money, and no one's going to see it all at all whatsoever. It's fine.
I think you need to do photo shoots today for sure. Maybe we should go update the...
It'll just be like melancholy photo shoots.
No.
We'll go do Kramer and Jess staff show photo updates today.
Oh yeah. My god. Just okay, no, speaking of photo shoots, Dave was so sad because like Amy made him put up a Stefan Ruby in the back to take us like some photos and you were gone and Amy's like, "Wait, where's Kramer?" I'm like, "He's not here." And Dave looks at her and he goes, "Did you just make me put up this full-blown..." It was like, it wasn't the one you guys took down yesterday. It wasn't the one you guys took down. It was like a second of like full up step and repeat. You know what I mean?
For what though?
It was like just for something. And we ended up taking a picture like Gina and I, but it was just so funny. Dave was like,
"Wait, they can't hear us. Oh, wait, we're muted."
Oh, thank God. I don't know if I should have said that.
Okay. It's okay. They couldn't hear us on YouTube. You hear us now? I think so. What up? Okay, wait, so step and repeat. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, why did I bring that up? What were you saying?
We were in mood and then I wasn't here.
Oh yeah, we're going to do our photo shoots.
Oh, we were talking about photo shoots and that reminded me of yesterday because Amy wanted us to take a picture for something and you weren't here. She's like, "Where is he?" And I'm like, "He's gone. He's been gone for like 2 hours." And she goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then Dave looks at her because she had requested Dave put up this like second step and repeat. So basically this other big sign up in our office so Kramer and I could take a picture for something. And Dave was like, "Did you just have me do this?" And he's not even here. And she was like, and I'm like,
Bro, it's like, life
he was salty.
This is so Mercury retrograde. Everything is Mercury retrograde right now.
But anyways, like,
life is so Mercury retrograde.
That has something to do because I literally
just hang on. If you're just getting in the show for the first time, we should probably warn you. Some of y'all think we're nice. We are, but we cuss sometimes. You want to give the heads up here?
It's like the close friends feature on Instagram where you have like a select few friends that you actually like really share everything with, and that's kind of what the Uncensored is for us.
So what just happened?
I just did my hair and makeup, like full on hair and makeup, because I had a work obligation today.
Sure.
And it literally just got canceled right now.
And you spent the whole show, by the way. Like, you were in there the whole show working on this.
And
like,
here's the thing with this. I literally I've been planning out my hair and makeup schedule since last night. So I packed my bag from last night. Yeah. I got here earlier so I can get my work done sooner so I could start on my hair at a certain time and I can start on my makeup at a certain time because I can't do that at the same time when we're doing other things.
You have to
like
find the breaks of like the
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I scheduled my entire morning of doing certain things and also washing my hair on a non-hair wash day just so I could fucking look like this. And I'm thankful, you know, for everything in the partnerships, la la la. However, for that,
it's not the partnerships the problem.
For me,
it's just the schedule stuff.
And
man.
Also for me, I don't wear makeup that often. I don't. I really don't. And I just don't. And like also, makeup is really expensive. So like, if it's not for a specific purpose, I'm not doing it and I'm not wearing it. And the fact that I've literally been scheduled, I've been like in the works to accomplish this basically since like 6:30 p.m. last night. And then what am I going to do? I'm just going to, I'm just going to wash it off to go to the gym.
So
where
awkward.
Am I going to go?
We're
walk outside?
I feel like you have to go do something
shoot.
Now. Have y'all done that before? And by the way, hi YouTube. Good morning. Bethany is here and Tina and Marcy. What's up? And what's up, Carly? Good morning. And by the way, you can watch the show live on YouTube. I don't know. We do it.
Guys, look at my face. You never
Wednesdays.
See me like this.
You better come watch this week because Jessica got her makeup done. So
you never see me like this ever.
But do y'all feel like that too? Like if you do your makeup, and I would feel especially too, you know, as a single, Charlotte's single too, but like I can only imagine like if you're about to go on a date and if you like do your makeup and then like you get canceled on or whatever happens.
And there's different levels of makeup too. There's like chill makeup, there's like out on a sunny day makeup, and then there's like full on, I'm shooting content for things like, like I'm talking like.
Right, like you got to be on camera.
Camera makeup is very, very different.
Right.
And so I used all my expensive products to keep this shit on my face, and now I'm going to spend forever scrubbing it off for nothing.
Is this Mercury retrograde? And by the way, if you don't believe in this shit, start believing in it. I mean, I'm telling you, like, shit's just weird right now. Like, everything is just funky. And this is like a great example of Mercury in retrograde. Like, why would this schedule just fall apart? Like, I promise you, like, why?
I'm hoping that the silver lining is I'm really, really hoping and praying that I can record with my sister, because my sister is the last person I've been trying to record my podcast with before I launch it.
No.
And I'm hoping and praying maybe this opened up to where I could record with her.
Okay.
I'm hoping that that is the silver lining. If it's not, well, I'll go take a picture next to the cherry blossom tree.
That would be perfect, though, actually.
I'm hoping she can, but she might be sleeping. I don't know.
We literally have this one tree outside. It's blooming. One tree. And they're, so, like, everyone...
It's so pretty.
Everyone wants to go out in front. I might go in front of the tree, too, and just take a picture in front of it.
Because there's a lot of bees out there, though. Be careful.
Oh, really? Is it
there's
bad?
So many bees.
Oh, I feel like we
there's
had to go do it.
There's so many
then.
Bees,
like, literally,
yeah.
Everyone has to go take a picture in front of the trees. It's, like, the one tree that looks like spring right now. We are literally all, like, holding on to just, like, that one glimpse of spring right now.
It looks pretty outside right now. This morning it was ugly, but right now it's nice.
I know. Any chance I get, and I'm like trying to make spring happen so bad. I just bought some new shorts, and it's like not even like, I went out yesterday, or maybe it's 2 days ago now.
The sun's out, but it's still cold.
It's so cold, but like I'm trying to make spring happen so bad right now.
It's this damn wind.
Yeah, I know.
The wind. It makes me so angry.
The wind hits you, and it's just like, you just get so, so moody. I'm just so over the winter. I'm so over like everything. Life is just in general. Is everything seeming chaotic to you guys, or no? It's just me?
It's retrograde. Hard.
Is it for you too?
Yeah.
What's the deal? What's happening?
Well, okay. Well, we both got canceled on. Mine wasn't explicitly because of retrograde.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you and I, our love lives stay weirdly
they
aligned.
They stay weird.
I got canceled on and then uncanceled on. And then I got canceled on again.
By the same person?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
I'm like,
dumb.
You're cut off. Yeah. You're cut off.
Right. Yeah. It's
Whoa.
Bad.
What just happened?
You're frozen.
I think it's for your Wi-Fi. Charlotte has a new camera, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I fought hard. I couldn't get her a full-time job, but I got her a damn new camera. Sorry.
We haven't even talked about that.
Let's not talk about that.
It's the best I could do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, work hard for you, man. It's the best I can do.
It's a beautiful camera.
Yeah, the scheduling shit's been weird, man. Like, I don't know. Everyone's like canceling on us. That shit's been weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. My health shit's been weirder than ever. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that shit. Like, it's got me down to the dumps, man. Family dynamics, weirder than ever. Mm. Weirder than ever, man. I'm like, what's the deal with? Are you taking more pictures?
Yeah.
Are you giving me the podcast? You can take pictures.
I'm listening to you.
Do you want to take a, do you need to take pictures in front of the tree?
I am multitasking.
Back? No, you're not. Not well.
I'm multitasking right now.
What about the rest of life, though? Is it weird or everything's...
My life?
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out if Mercury retrograde is hitting you guys weird, too.
Yeah.
Like the rest of my friends, shit just seems to be really weird.
Yeah, I think though there's definitely some things going on, things I can't talk about just because it's not appropriate for radio. So I would say yeah, sure. But yesterday I had a really awkward like interaction with a new therapist that I have, and she was asking me about like she's like, have you suffered any like losses recently? And I was like, I haven't had any. Well, I did my uncle passed away a couple months ago, and she's like, have you suffered any like friend losses or anything like that? And I was like, well, they didn't die, but like we're not friends anymore, so I'm definitely like mourning those friendships.
For sure.
And so
we talked about that recently. Remember, we talked about friend losses really, man, can be just as damn bad.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to tell you though. I don't want to talk about it because I feel like if I'm going to tell you, you're going to think it's dumb. Like it's hard to talk about like friendship breakups with people who like don't really know about what's going on or don't know the two of you, because then I just feel like I sound dumb when I talk about it. Or no, not only do I feel like I sound dumb, I feel upset because then I'm like, bitch, read between the lines. Like there's so many red flags. Like what have you been doing this whole time? Like what were you holding on to?
That's my best
like,
therapy session.
To myself. I'm like, well,
I know. But honestly, that's the best therapy session. I love when I therapize myself. I love when like literally I'm in a mid therapy session.
Is therapize
like,
a word?
I think so. Google that, Charlotte. See if that's a word.
Did we just make that up?
Therapize myself.
I love when I therapize myself.
When I'm mid therapy session, I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. And they're like, well, I mean, I'm not here to tell you what you are and what you aren't. I'm like, well, That means I'm a fucking idiot. That's honestly my favorite therapy sessions, is when I realize I'm dumb before anyone else has to tell me I'm dumb, you
That's
know?
That's nice.
That's self-awareness, and therapize is a word.
How about that?
It's actually not even a new word. It started being used in the 50s.
But what is
therapize?
Does therapize mean what we think it means?
Yeah, it's the verb of...
To therapize yourself. How about that?
I've never heard that before.
Oh. I'd like to take credit for that one, you know?
Subject to psychological therapy, for example, you don't need to therapize or fix each other. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well played.
I'm glad that's a word.
Pretty good use of therapize there. Good. What's up with this new therapist?
She's nice. I like her. She's really kind.
Yeah.
I like the sound of her voice. Mm-hmm. I think she just kind of has like a soothing sound to her.
Younger?
I think she's younger, but like she's, yeah, I think she's younger. And like it was only our second session. The first session is always uncomfortable with a new therapist, in my opinion, because the whole time you're just like talking the whole time and they're asking like a few questions, but it's not so much engaging where you're getting feedback. You're just speaking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're speaking the whole time and then it just ends abruptly, and then the camera turns off and you're like, blink, blink.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's virtual. It's virtual.
Yes, it's virtual. Okay, yeah. So like after you like talk the whole time and then she's like, okay, well, right, thank you. Taking all that in. I'll talk to you next week. And I'm like, okay. Like it was.
You have that like vulnerability hangover.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. And I just feel like I really do think like on first sessions for new therapists or anything like that, maybe just like, maybe work in like just a 2 minute like recap, like a 2 minute hangout, like a 2 minute post.
Let me ask what's up
first
with you.
Session hangout
the
to where
intakes are so weird.
No, because the abrupt end
you.
Of it, yeah. The abrupt end of it is the most like you feel naked, yeah. Right? I'm naked in front of you at this point, and then you're just gonna hang up on me. I need a little something more than like we'll talk about this next.
I want to ask about your weekend. See what's up with you for like 5 minutes.
I need a little bit of exchange. Yesterday session was cool because she was obviously we're talking about what I discussed, and I feel way better now.
Yeah, that first one's
but
always.
But the first session was like uncomfortable for me.
I genuinely always wondered, like, is it appropriate when you're getting a new therapist to like give them a printout in advance and be like, here's my
I know,
lore.
Oh,
yeah.
I've genuinely wondered that.
It's like catching people up on like 42 years of trauma.
No, exactly.
Like, it's like a lot. I feel like here's some like cliff notes of like what I feel like you should know about.
In an hour. Because
it's like, where do you start? It's like you sit down and they're like, so like what are you here for? And you're like, girl, like it's going to be a lot. Like, this is really going to be, that's why I hate changing therapists because it's almost like they get you in because you're like, I don't want to have to start. It's like, it's almost like being in a long-term relationship with anybody. It's like starting new with somebody is going to be so much work that like, I'm just going to stick this out with you because like, you know, so many secrets about me at this point. Like, I don't even know how to like sit down in front of
start
somebody
over.
And start with somebody else new because like, we got so much history here. I don't even really know how to start with somebody new.
Yeah.
Plus I feel like your therapist, like, mine like knows, like they like learn your craziness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you kind of learn that like they like are okay with your crazy after a while, because you know how like you broach a topic at first when you're like, okay, so you need to know that like I have crush on kittens or whatever like the thing might be, and like you have to like wait for their response or whatever your weird thing might be.
You have to build up to saying, when I go on dates, I peek in the shower
and I look under their bed.
You can't just come straight out with that.
Yeah.
And you have to like look at their face for the first time and just to like make sure that they're okay with it, and they always are. But you're like, yeah, so I like to look at my date's medicine drawers, and they're like, and then you like look up at their face, and they're like, huh? And you're like, huh? And they're like, huh? And you're like, okay, we're cool. It's like, I don't like to go through that a million times.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like a long-term investment. You know, once I tell you my weird shit, like, you're cool. You're going to be in for a while.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going with that. But Charlotte, where are we going with this? I don't even know how we're going to transition. We're going to transition somehow.
Okay, so for like the past several months, I feel like I've been like dropping lore on you guys.
Yeah, we've been kind of like, learning, Charlotte. Yeah.
And like mutually learning each other. And
explain
like,
what lore is for people who don't know what that means.
Oh, sure. It's like your backstory.
Yeah. Yes.
Your
origin story.
Yeah, that's well said. Yes. So I keep just in passing being like, oh yeah, that's like the soup can incident. And just like not having time to elaborate because we're in the middle of the show.
Right.
So I feel like you guys are missing an important element of me.
Okay.
And like what led me to like leave Philly and come here and like end up working with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. We were talking a bit about friendship breakups.
That's how it
earlier.
Came up. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was here. Like slightly what led to it. So
okay, so today's the big day, ladies and gentlemen. After all this buildup, we're finally going to get Charlotte's soup can.
What do we call it? The soup can incident?
Incident story. And we're going to get it right after this.
Woo!
All right. You have our full attention.
All right,
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen, the soup can incident story with Charlotte.
So this is the time. This is the story of the time that I was falsely accused of assaulting someone with a can of soup.
Oh, my God.
Strap in, ladies and gents. Okay. Right.
What's the year?
That's such a good question.
Is it pre or post COVID? That's really what matters.
Post
COVID. Okay.
This was.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Like 2022.
All right.
Ish.
Ooh.
Maybe 2022 ish.
Should
yeah,
we be
like
concerned?
3 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And I had made a friend. I had met someone while I was living in Philly.
Male, female.
Non-binary person, actually.
Wow, okay.
So yeah, if I say them, I'm only talking about one person. Yeah. I'm just respecting their pronouns, obviously. So I met this person at a show and we like instantly clicked, like very similar sense of humor. Like we ended up going out together that night,
aww,
instantly became friends. And a lot of people had warned me about this person. They were like, whatever you do, don't be friends with blank. Like,
wait, no.
But I'm the kind of person where like, I've had a lot of people lie about me in my life.
Yeah.
So I very much like to like feel things out for myself.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair. Yeah.
How many warnings did you get about old Crames over here? Let's be honest.
No, exactly.
Okay.
No, like, I mean,
Crames are not the best
so
reputation in the building.
Yeah. Thought that like, yeah, they were like, oh, don't like.
Be careful.
So don't let him hurt your feelings because
no,
everyone knows I'm sensitive. And then I came in here and you and I were like,
hey, girl.
Like, here's a meme. So exactly. So we all like to make our own.
Yeah, sure.
How many people would you say were like kind of at least alerting you to be careful?
I can remember like two or three, like vividly, like who they were.
Okay.
But I feel like I had heard more, but like I remember at least like two or three people that I
would actually
like,
take
much,
seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So long story, TLDR, that means too long, didn't read, for those that aren't internet brained like me. I ended up getting this person a job because I worked as the assistant manager of the Museum of Illusions in Philly at the time.
Which that
love,
alone,
I
like
love.
That alone, like that could be the story.
Oh, I that, love that.
I have so many stories from there. I was the like, master of illusion.
I think like, I've been there. Is that the thing? Is that the museum where like there's things hanging and you run and like they're all lighting up and stuff like that? And then
like,
you like write notes and stuff.
And like there's like the chair that makes you look tiny.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
There's one in DC. They're,
hang on.
They're
oh, wait,
all across
I have,
the US now.
I think I've been to a different museum.
I don't want to sidetrack too far off that, but like, why was that? How did you even get into that profession? Was it like a job where you're like, man, I really want to go work at the Illusions place?
So I had left a job. I was working with Live Nation.
Yeah.
And I made a connection there who ended up working as the assistant manager and wanted to get me a job. So I was hired as a supervisor and then my friend quickly left and I quickly took their job.
Got it. Okay.
At the museum.
Here we
so
are.
Just
Museum
working
of Illusions.
In entertainment.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of stuff.
Sure.
It was fun for a while and I won't lie. I was a really good manager. I was a cool manager.
Yeah.
So my friend starts working there. Things are like normal and cool for a while. Like this person had a very dry sense of humor. So like sometimes they would say things that like seemed biting,
yeah,
but like, I don't mind sarcastic humor or dark humor, so like I would laugh it off. But like they did start making jokes like as time progressed, being like, oh, I'm gonna like get Charlotte fired and take her job. And like,
ew,
I thought it was just a joke, but
yeah,
it turned out to like
be the plan,
not be a joke at
not
all.
Funny.
And they would just, this person would like low key be like verbally abusive to me and like tell me like I didn't know anything about like marketing, which I have a degree in, and just like,
ew.
Yeah. So eventually one night, so I was friends with this person and another person and they both wanted to hang out with me constantly. And I just didn't have the time because I was working three jobs at the time. So I was like, OK, I'm going to set them up on a play date.
Aww.
And I did. And they instantly became like inseparable.
Love.
Codependent. But
oh.
So it got weird.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just going to let you two do your thing because now y'all are like entertaining each other. So this is good. So one night I went to hang out with the two of them. And to this day, I think this might have been a setup. So yeah. So we were supposed to go out, but I get there and like the vibes are really weird at the apartment. Like they're both like laying in bed.
What
like,
the fuck?
Like not dressed to go out. And I'm like, is everyone good? Like
what am I doing here?
Yeah. So like I eventually end up like getting everyone like in, like rallied up enough where like, let's at least have like a chill night in. We can go to Aldi and get like some like little snacks and stuff. Right. And like we can get a bottle of wine or something. Like if you guys,
which I'll need,
I'm here for you guys. So
but you were invited over, right?
Yeah.
So then,
and
why
I
were they being
tried
weird?
To cancel?
Yeah,
because I was so tired, but like I felt bad because I kept canceling on them. So I was like, okay, I'll come through for a little bit. But I had told them, I was like, guys, I'm in a really bad like mental place right now. Like I really just need like friend stuff. So like already weird
vibes going into
already was like something is right, not strange. Right. So we walked to the grocery store. And the normal thing with this friend is going on where they're like, you're so stupid. Like, you don't know anything about marketing. Like, what? They were like talking about how like they were like, we should start our own animation studio and I'm going to hire all your friends to do this stuff. And like this person's going to do social media. And
wait,
I was
why,
like,
first of all, why are you friends with somebody like this in the first place?
OK, it was a very different time in my life.
It was 2 years ago.
I've made a lot of changes, okay, though. Good, like,
no, that's a lot of changes.
That's a lot of heaviness to carry around. But it, anyway, I digress.
We'll get into the rest of my Philly trauma someday. And you'll see this was a pattern with me, unfortunately. So I finally, that night, was like, you know what? You're not going to speak to me like this.
Yeah,
I forget
mean.
What I said exactly, but I set a boundary. I was like, that's such a horrible thing to say. I was like, that's like if I said to you that you knew nothing about animation, because this person was currently getting a degree in animation.
Okay.
I was like, that is such a hurtful thing to say.
Yeah.
And so they like freaked out on me.
The two of them? They're like
only
ganging
the
up. They're
one,
like ganging
because
up on
this is
you.
Also what's sketchy is that while like when the person started berating me, the other friend like disappeared and was like lingering in a different aisle.
Oh, okay, okay. So they're like this isn't on me. They're like trying to avoid.
I think that's what it was.
And
I think
you're the Aldi at this point.
Yes.
Okay, you're the.
This
Aldi.
Is happening in the grocery
the
store.
It was an Acme. Yeah. It was an Acme. I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm getting my A grocery stores mixed up. But I promise the grocery store part becomes very important later. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Clearly the soup can story.
Yes. So I just set the boundary. Like, we were not yelling. I was not even, like, within five reaching feet of this person. We were in the cereal aisle. No soup cans in sight.
Okay.
All important details, right?
Yeah.
So this person storms out. And me and my other friend, like, catch up with each other. And I was like, I have no idea what that was about. But I was like, I just need to go home. I already wasn't in a good place. I can't do this shit tonight. So the next day, I go to work, and my manager is like, hey, can I talk to you in my office?
Shut up.
And I'm like,
sure.
Sure. And they're like, sorry, they're also non-binary. They're like, is it true? Or like, I don't even remember how they asked me, because like, I swear to God, this was so traumatizing. I like blacked it out. Like, they were like, so I heard that you like physically assaulted this person last night. And they were like, I don't believe that from what I've seen from your character, but like, we are going to have to open an investigation.
No.
And I'm just like,
no.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I was like,
from the store, from the interaction that you had in the aisle, in the cereal aisle,
yes,
that person went to your manager and was like, she attacked
me at the job I had gotten them.
Oh
yes,
my god.
Well, wait, when did, how'd the soup can come into this?
That's, I don't know to this day. Well, I have a theory. So I lived in a house venue and I had booked a band, a white rap group that had a single, and it was called Soup! Exclamation point. So I booked them to play for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like a long-running joke with everyone I knew. We would all sing the song Soup.
Yeah.
So we were all like at my birthday holding up cans of soup, like while they're playing Soup. So in retrospect, I think that's what gave them this idea.
They were like, what's gonna cut Charlotte the deepest?
But I certainly cannot say for sure. To this day, don't know. if this person is listening, still would love to know. So
damn,
where was I? Okay, right. Where so I go to work. Oh, and I also had forgotten to say that night they had texted me later and they were like, "We are not friends. We will never be friends again." And I was like, "Okay, God. Bet." Like,
you're like, "Bye."
Yeah, I was like, "Okay, cool." No, just kidding. I was like, "I really don't understand, but like, down to talk if you want to. If not, cool, dude." So I ended up freaking out because I was like, "How do you prove that something that didn't happen?"
You know, I would have gotten the camera footage from the store.
Maybe that's what we did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
To prove that it wasn't you?
Yes.
Okay. I have to pee. Can you guys call me so I can hear the story on the way to the bathroom?
Just call studio.
Okay.
So you want us to just wait?
No.
For sure. Okay.
Because you are in mid-story. I'm calling now.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm on one.
Okay. Jessica Dutra.
Is it working?
Is this you, okay. Jessica Dutra?
Excellent.
Okay, so you basically get the camera footage.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah, so I'm like, okay, job, I'm going to fix this. I don't know how, but I will prove to you so you all don't have to worry. So we end up calling Acme, and they're like, weird request, but sure. So shout out
okay,
to
good.
Acme.
Okay, first off, can you imagine how annoying that request was? I'd be like, this fucking bitch. All
but
right.
I did have, like, I knew, like, the window, I was like, it would have been like, because I knew it was a video of me just like standing there. So
no, you needed that for you, like truly. Because what if like she went to go, or what if they went to go tell somebody else other than just the manager? Like, what if they try to go to the police and
that's
tell
what I was
say that lie
I was
about
like,
you?
Because like my job tried to be like, don't worry, like we'll handle it. And I was like, respectfully, this is about more than my job. Like this is about a heinous accusation. Because like while it's funny now, like it was like so stressful at the time because it's like I'd never been falsely accused of something like that before. So my former friend ended up hearing that I was getting the footage and sent me this really funny text, which I still have screenshots of to this day if y'all want to see it, where they're like, I made up everything.
Oh, Charlotte, really?
Actually, do you want me to read it verbatim?
I mean, sure.
It's
if you
in
want
my
to.
Favorites. Yeah. It's really funny. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Give me one second.
So it confessed then that this.
So
that
they confessed
there was no.
Because they knew
was
that they
no
were about to be proven wrong
right.
And it was going to be really embarrassing.
We got that. We had the footage of from the grocery store. This is so dramatic.
Is this not the most insane story? Okay, here we go.
Jess, I'm turning you down. I don't even know.
I lied about everything. Charlotte didn't do anything wrong. I was bitter and angry and got lost in my own deluded sense of confidence. I am so sorry. And then my friend responds and goes, what are you talking about? Please elaborate. And they blocked him. So to this day.
Wait.
Yeah.
Was that message only to you or was that message to your manager admitting that they lied?
It was sent to my friend that also worked at the museum, but was a supervisor.
Damn.
What the hell?
Because I was blocked at this point, I'm pretty sure.
So what are we, what's the lesson here? I don't know, what's our lesson about the soup can incident?
I have a very strong boundary now. I don't get
hang
jobs.
Out with people that have
no,
soup
I don't.
Can.
I don't help people get jobs anymore, unfortunately.
I feel that.
Like,
feel
I'm
that.
Down... If someone's like applying to another location or something, like you can put me down as
dude,
a reference.
Can I, have y'all done that before? Have you helped a friend or someone?
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Even a friend, but like someone like you. I got burned so bad that way.
Really?
With a guy that I really thought, like, as far as I knew, solid human being.
No.
Like talented, really just wanted a chance to do a morning show and literally ended up like, stealing and like asking listeners for money, like DMing them with these really like sad stories,
what?
And then being like, hey, God. Like, can you just give me $100 till Monday?
No.
Like, I will, and like,
and he'd written you down as a reference to get that.
Like, I was the one like vouching for him, like going forward, like, hey, like, I know this guy, just give him a chance, he's really talented. And then come back to me being like, yo, this guy's like crazy and like doing this. And I was like, oh my God, like. Oh, this is so. I had to literally just stop responding because it was like same similar kind, but it wasn't like obviously this is way more crazy. But like vouching for people,
but it's still a stressful element because I did wonder about that too. I was like, okay, not only did I have to clear my name, but now I look like
you don't know the fuck you're doing.
Somebody in there, somebody in there.
Cuckoo, right? Man. Like you have no kind of.
It was just all so out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Like there's still the other moral of the story. Something I've learned from therapy is there are some things where you will never understand why.
Yes.
And you will drive yourself crazy trying to understand.
We talked about that with the whole snake analogy. Yeah.
Snake analogy.
Remember, I was like, you would never ask why a snake would bite you. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. So I'm a lot more careful. I've always let people into my life very quickly. So I'm a little more slow to do that now.
But how do you feel? Here's a great question. Here's a really good question, though. Because you had a bunch of people telling you, hey, don't be friends with this person.
Yeah.
Right?
Has that changed at all for you, Charlotte?
Listening to that?
Yeah.
I definitely listen a bit more now. Like, I still like to make my own opinions. But like I said, I'm way more slow to let people into my life.
Go all in right away.
Yeah, I will, especially if I have a warning. I mean, I just feel like I'm not really in the kind of crowds like I used to be where that was a common occurrence to be warned about.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always hard because like people's recommendation of other people can always be like their own interpretation of that human. You know what I mean?
So, everyone's is going to be different too.
So like what somebody may say about me could be a completely different version of what they're getting. You know, like what my friends may tell you about me may be completely different than what somebody that, you know, like an ex enemy of mine might say, you know, so it's like, I struggle with that too. If somebody's like, oh yeah, this person's a dick. I'm always like, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to really interpret somebody else's
experience.
Like for example, with that story. Mm. So like if somebody came to you and was like, hey, don't hang out with this person. Like, should we just be like, okay, cool. Like I won't hang out with that person.
I think
like,
I'd ask questions.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ask more questions.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. To find out maybe what they did. And they're like, yo, soup can story. You're like, okay, that's fucking crazy.
Because like after that, I did want to warn people because I was like, I don't want anyone to go through this. Because
that's wild.
It put me in a really bad place.
Of course, because you being in the position to have to defend your character when you've never been there, and especially when it's over something that is literally a lie and did not take place, is the most uncomfortable feeling ever.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Well, there we go.
What about you? You guys got any fun false accusation stories?
Oh, I've got plenty.
Jess is like, I was accused of being a sweet, perfect angel. Right. JK, that's not false.
I think, but we talked about that. I can't talk about that on the radio.
Well, I feel like you guys really know me now.
But I relate to that feeling, though, of like being in a situation of something being said and literally being like, where the fuck did this even come from?
Yeah.
And why did that happen?
I mean, that's kind of a human experience. Yeah. Man. At some point in your life, we're all going to go through that where we're like, whoa, wait, what? Like, what? What do you mean? Like,
yeah.
One
well, now
day,
you guys know all of me. You know,
so after that,
no, I doubt.
So after
every
after
day,
that,
I learn a new story.
You're like, I'm leaving. Like with a combination of a bunch of things, but that was like the biggest piece that like pushed you to leave and come here.
No, that was like, there were like three more heinous things that happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about what happened at my ex-best friend's house.
Yeah,
that came after, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Learning Charlotte, man. Y'all should be in the studio more often, like.
It's so fun.
We learn a lot. We learn a lot about old Charlotte over here. All right, y'all, there we go. Uncensored for the week. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you. Jess, where do we get you?
Just do it on social, JESSDUIT.
And Charlotte?
PTSD Diva, and I promise I won't throw any soup cans at you.
The soup can.
Follow me.
The soup can in the cereal aisle is so crazy.
I know.
Why
it's like
cereal at that point. Like, at that point, you might as well say cereal.
Well, because there's no heft to it.
Yeah,
I guess.
It's just a box.
It's
yeah.
like, I think that's why it had to be soup. That's like the only weapon.
Like a milk jug or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Soup can.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the YouTube show, guys. Love you. And I'm that guy Kramer, certified mama's boy, 5 years old. Isn't that crazy? 5 years old.
That's crazy.
Which, as of this week, so thank you for all the success of that show. And if you've never checked it out, it's a hefty episodic podcast over there over on Certified Mama's Boy. So check that show out, and we will see you guys back here next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Bye, YouTube.